You might think that superheroes live only in comic books and summer blockbusters. But in our second story of the show, Matt Larson shows that the people who couldn't possibly be superheroes are, and that they have fantastic superpowers you wouldn't come up with in your wildest dreams.
So what's your superpower?
I'm highly organized. And so when I know where everything is at all times, and if I'm out and about with my backpack on a hike or whatever, you need tissues, you need a Band-Aid, I've got it. I've got it all. You need some bacitracin, I probably have it. You need some gum or knife, I probably have that as well.
So this is like a superhuman like utility belt, right? This is like a Batman like belt with all your things in it.
Absolutely. I have my utility belt.
My mundane superpower is being able to figure out acronyms.
Does that play out in real life? Can you abbreviate things or what else?
I mean, if somebody gives me like a long phrase, I'll abbreviate it and they'll be like, what?
Superman. Oh, I'll give them one. Okay. So if you were to shorten the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
T-R-I-S-F-M-I-T-P.
My superpower is mentally recording what I pay for everything and how much on sale I get it. Mostly with clothing.
Do you know how much you paid for that outfit?
This outfit? Oh, I mean, I'd have to add it up, but I know the shoes were 68 from 75, which is not a big deal off. The tank tops were buy one, get one free. The skirt was actually kind of pricey. The skirt was like $100.
So do you have a super weakness, like kryptonite?
Yeah, paying a lot of money for designer things.
My mundane everyday superpower is this weird ability to take small items like a small piece of food or a piece of wadded up paper and to throw it at pretty long distances into a small hole, like a trash can, like a small trash can. I actually find it to be a huge time saver. I'd say that's its biggest use. So like when I'm making lunch at work and I don't want to walk across the room to throw away an avocado pit, I just sit in my chair and I throw it into the trash. It saves me, you know, seconds per day. The one kryptonite I would say for the superpower is actually my wife. When I try to perform this in the company of my wife, I don't seem to be able to do it.
So this is performance anxiety then?
I wouldn't call it that. I would just say I don't know what happens, but she seems to hurt me. I do have one other kryptonite that I've an unrelated kryptonite that I've developed recently, and that is an inability to get jokes. All of a sudden, I've developed this. People start to tell jokes, and all of a sudden, I'm just completely gripped by fear because I don't think I'm going to be able to get the joke, and I'm going to have to laugh awkwardly or explain that I don't get it. So now when I do this, I immediately, when someone starts to tell a joke, I immediately look over at my wife in fear and hope that she'll at least tell me when to laugh, if not explain what the joke meant.
So she's the kryptonite for throwing things, but for the joke, she might be your... What is it, the red sun of Krypton?
Yeah, she's my red sun for jokes and my kryptonite for throwing small things.
What is your mundane superpower, your everyday talent?
Every girl in front of me is naked.
So can you explain that a little bit?
It just don't seem like they wear clothes.
At all.
At all, in front of me, yeah. Well, I can filter out all the nice-looking girls. All the bad ones just not there at all.
Slightly psychic. I have dreams that predict the future. I had a dream once that I was making love to a tall, strangly Asian man. And I was like, this is really strange. A week later, I met my boyfriend who's very similar to that in appearance.
My superpower is the ability to shake 2 Excedrin out of the bottle on the first try. It's the exact dose. It was actually conferred to me from another who used to possess the skill. He cautioned me that it could fade if I didn't use it often enough, and sure enough, with the years and lack of practice, my skill has deteriorated somewhat.
Whenever I look at a clock in the morning, sometimes at night, I notice that the time is 9:11. I don't think it really has any connection to what happened on 9/11. I mean, I guess I could try to focus on 10/11 or 11:30.
I would like to keep it classy and say urban diction.
Can you give me an example of urban diction? What does that mean?
I guess if some, you know, words that have multiple meanings, like breezy, for instance, is one of my most common or well-publicized terms. it could mean, it could be derogative or as a form of endearment, like, hey, Sarah, Breezy, what's poppin'? Or, dang, look at that Breezy, what a Breezy.
So has this ever come in handy? Like, have you ever used it for good or evil?
At work, definitely. Most people don't know what it means, so I can say it and people don't get offended, or they look at me with a big question mark over their head and still give me over 20% tip.
My superpower is that I catch things falling out of the refrigerator and the freezer. The thing about this superpower is that it exercises itself most often in the morning. And if the refrigerator is packed overly full or the freezer is packed overly full, and you open the door and things start to fall out, often I find myself almost in this trance-like state, ability to catch everything that falls out. A common example would be getting the coffee ground out of the freezer in the morning. And as I open the freezer, of course, the peas fall out, and then the ice tray, and then last week's dinner. And as these things are falling out, even in my half-awake stupor, I just find my hands moving into the right spot to catch all these items as they fall out of the freezer. Keep in mind that I can barely even hold a conversation at this time of the morning, but in this circumstance, I seem to have this preternatural ability.
My mundane everyday superpower is winning games of rock, paper, scissors for inane prizes. So once I was dating somebody, and for about 2 years, every morning, we would rock, paper, scissors for who had to make the coffee, and I never made the coffee. I won every time.
So what is your kryptonite?
I would say my kryptonite is when this skill is needed for something that actually matters, I am terrible at it. I have never won any sort of objects of desire with rock, paper, scissors. I always lose.
Well, I discovered it in high school. I have the remarkable ability to, when I am watching television, change the station back whenever my TV program comes on. And I can do this with multiple stations. This is something that other people have noticed, and I'm actually kind of proud of. But it proved invaluable for my summers of awkwardness on the couch with just like MTV and VH1 as my only friends. It would be like MTV Beach House, cut to commercial, and I'd go to like the Discovery Channel, see what was going on there. Sometimes there was a commercial over there. You'd pop over to like whatever you wanted, you know, VH1, what have you. And I just know when to turn it back to the beach house. And it would always pick up right exactly when it started. I would cut nothing out.
My superpower is being able to pack a car or a truck very efficiently, no, you know, obvious gaps, and make sure that the stuff you have gets put somewhere. It's basically like a big jigsaw puzzle, except your pieces of the puzzle are stuff. The goal is to find a space for everything, and my biggest weakness is I hate to throw stuff away. If something has a useful life left, I want to make sure that it finds a spot, whether it's in the back of your car or somebody else's home or whatever, which means I accumulate a lot of stuff. And if you saw my garage, you'd know what I was talking about.
If I had to pick a superpower, I think I would say that I have a really phenomenal and almost idiot savant-like ability to remember song lyrics, commercial jingles, anything set to music, preferably from probably like the mid to late 80s. Like if you needed a full transcript of MC Hammer's Stone Cold Rhymin', or any kind of early 90s country, Hey Pretty Lady, Won't You Give Me a Sign, I'd Give Anything to Make You Mine All Mine, like all of those sorts of things, you could really come to me anytime for that. I think my kryptonite would be, there are people that are like, oh man, I'm bad with names, like I'm terrible with names, but I never forget a face. But for me, I have this entire, like all of this brain tissue just totally wrapped up in storing all of these lyrics and jingles that not only do I forget names, I forget faces. And people will come up to me, I'll introduce myself, and they'll say, this is the sixth time we've met, like that sort of thing. Or they'll come up to me, and they'll start talking to me. They'll ask about, like, my parents or some project I've been working on, a trip I was getting ready to take. Like, clearly, I've had kind of an in-depth conversation with this person in the past. And to my brain, it's like I've never seen them before. My brain is just so busy, like, curating all of that detailed information that I'm never going to need again about old songs.
Matt Larson is a PhD student in the biophysics program at Stanford and an assistant producer for the Stanford Storytelling Project.